Today's question comes from Mark in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's on the 97% scientific consensus on climate change. Listen.
Hello, CNN. I'm Mark from Raleigh, North Carolina. Could somebody please explain to me this 97% of climate scientists statistic that I keep hearing about? Does that exclude non-climate scientists? Is it reasonable to say that, of course, when someone dedicates their career to climate science, that they would have a bias?
Well, for the answer to that question, we turn to meteorologist Chad Myers. Chad.
Paula, that's the first time I actually heard the question in its entirety. So that is an excellent question. The answer to his middle question, does that exclude other scientists? And the answer is absolutely yes. If you take all the scientists together and ask them questions, PhDs or master or higher, we get something around 80%. But that includes anthropologists and volcanologists. So if you just take a look at climate scientists and the climate scientists that write papers, that's how you get to 97%. That was 2009. But I even have a more recent example of 97. And I guess the question here, Hala, if I tell you there's a 97% chance of rain, are you going to take an umbrella? Your answer is yes.
And I live in London, so I take an umbrella no matter what.
And if I tell you there's a 90% chance of rain, are you going to take an umbrella? Yes,
yeah.
You would still. So, you know, I don't really want to start splitting hairs here. 96, 97, 95. The big important number here is how did we get to something like this? How did we get above 90%? How did we get above 95% consensus when it comes to climate scientists? So here, we're going to back you up to 2013, Australia. A scientist, John Cook, went up there and said, I'm going to look at 12,000 studies and see what those studies say. Well, about two-thirds didn't say anything, didn't come to a conclusion. One-third did come to some conclusion, and 97% of that one-third said man is more than likely the cause of global warming. So only 3% had another view, and then the other 66% took no view whatsoever. They were just talking about something in the climate. So that's how we got to this number, a very important number, but I don't want to focus on 97. Just believe me that this is not 50-50. We are way above this. Even here, we're talking about that earth scientist, his question that he asked on the film, on the video there. 82% of all earth scientists say yes, but 97.4% of climate scientists say yes. So you take out all the noise, you take out everything else, and this number is going up year by year, just as the temperature of the earth is going up year by year as well, Hala.